Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was that from the 80s?
That's from the 70s.
I'm tired of this dirty old city. Entirely too much work and never enough play. And I'm tired of these dirty old sidewalks. Think I'll walk off my steady job today.
Come on, sing it, Theo. Sing it, come on.
Turn me loose, set me free.
I don't know what this
somewhere
is.
It is exactly how we're all feeling about the snow melting.
Oh.
We're going to be tired of the dirty stuff coming up soon, but we're excited that
is
it's
that
melting.
Is that Randy Travis?
No.
I don't know.
It's Merle Haggard.
That's Willie on the radio over there, buddy.
Same
you better
things.
Be careful.
I
this guy rocks
some
it on.
Cuties.
This guy's becoming a local legend.
A vast
on our
majority of that
over there.
Country music will give me a migraine, so I sometimes I get Randy and Merle confused.
That's
I apologize.
Classic. That's classic country. That's not like the modern country that you're talking about.
No, I get it. You wheeling out some Boxcar Willie and all that good stuff.
Oh. Boxcar.
Will is turning you to a complete natural.
Oh, wow.
On that side, man.
Some Conway.
You need
Tweety.
To listen to him sometimes.
I did. No, I called him the other day.
He did.
But I was duped.
No, well,
nope.
No. I just wasn't in the studio at the time. It was in the bathroom.
It was in the bathroom.
Happens.
Will rocks over there. What time do you start over there?
I start over at 6 over there.
6.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, you should tune in to our sister station, KF, 96 Kicks. Sorry.
And if you were tuning in last night, you would have heard that Southwest Lincoln High game. Southwest has a good team. They're not one to mess with here coming into the district.
Coming in late, right?
Yeah, they're really picking it up here at the end. So
teams playing well going into districts. Watch out.
Look out.
See, I listened to him on that, too.
You're the man.
I'm like a Will Wilson groupie. Wherever he goes, I go.
I always have to catch him. I always have to catch him when he's doing it on the weekends. I try to catch it because, like last night, I was at baseball, couldn't listen. And then like those weekdays, I can't catch. But on the weekends, I catch him.
You're the man. You're the man.
And he gets caught wearing that sweet hat all the time.
Well, you know,
with the locks a flowing.
I'm kind of confused on whether I should be wearing the hat during the broadcast. Dad kind of got mad at me the other day. He's like, are you wearing your hat during the broadcast?
Yeah, why
like,
not?
Yes, I am. He's like, well, that's kind of unprofessional. I'm like, well.
Dad?
I got on the news for it.
Dad, this is the time where I'm going to agree to disagree with you.
Glad you said
you're
it.
You're fine with the hat on. Motsy has
in
a
that
hat
situation,
on.
Motsy wears a hat.
In that situation, I have not done that, but it's great to be seen and heard.
Now, if I wore the hat backwards, then yes, I understand that.
By the way, a good friend, Simba Sims, Matt Sims, tweeted out this morning
Simba.
About flipping the hat.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you just regularly do it, like sitting at your desk or something? I tweeted back, yes, every morning at 9 o'clock.
You do.
Like over the top.
When I turn the hat, it's like a switch.
It is. I'm telling you, people do that.
I know. I don't wear the hat backwards. I
never do it?
No, I think a hat is for, you know, the use of a hat is to block the sun. So I
don't do it except for right here.
No, I get it.
It's like a, I don't know, it is.
It's a switch.
Every other time you see me, I either won't have it on or I'll be wearing it straight forward.
Is that the arm wrestling movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you seen that?
Not yet. No,
over
I
the
feel
top.
Like, I feel like we've referenced it about 20 times
you
on this show.
You have homework.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play some Kenny Loggins Meet Me Halfway later
you
on.
You have homework.
No, Kenny Loggins.
You have homework.
Nice.
So a few more minutes left here, but I wanted to bring up, I came across an article. I follow the Saturday Tradition on Twitter. If you have not, it's a good follow. A lot of just Big Ten stuff galore.
That's the name of it?
Saturday Tradition.
Oh, I thought it was like your Saturday Tradition.
No, Saturday Tradition on Twitter out there. They also, I believe they have a website, SaturdayTradition.com. But they post, it's the home of Big Ten football. Okay? Anything, everything new with every part of football. But it came across this one, by the way. this might pique your interest, Husker fans. Husker fans that might be going to games. Nebraska AD Bill Moose expects to have lots of fans at Memorial Stadium for Huskers' spring game. According to reports, Moose told his staff they plan to host plenty of fans at Nebraska's red-white spring game, currently scheduled for May 1st. Not just a few fans either. Lots of them, Moose said.
Lots?
Lots of them.
Would you say that we're going to have a plethora of fans?
Yes, we would. Also have a plethora of fans.
How can you say that we will have a plethora of fans when you do not know what a plethora is?
So you have
I'm excited.
Optimistic there. That's not the only thing Moose was optimistic about. Went on to say, Moose is also predicting the fans across the Big Ten will be permitted to attend games at their favorite team stadium next fall. He expects those stadiums to open quite a bit.
Cool.
So how long before if Kevin Warren's rebuttal comes out?
No, he said if we are back to normal next fall, we are going to continue the sellout streak.
Continue it, so it technically didn't stand.
The sellout streak was put on pause.
Pause.
Okay.
As you know, the Big Ten, by the way, Knicks, we know that we weren't able to go last year, except for maybe a handful of parents and family and stuff like that last year to games. Moose says, I think the Big Ten will let local health officials decide it. The presidents were so concerned about the pandemic and the health of student-athletes, and rightfully so. Moose is kind of hoping and predicting. Maybe he doesn't know or knows. Maybe there's been conversations that they're going to maybe turn it over to the local health situations to determine. Remember last year, that was one of the breaking points. Moose tried to get it and let him say, hey, let your local health officials determine, let your situations determine this. But it ultimately came down to one of the deal breakers, or whether we're going to play or not, was if nobody can have fans, nobody. If one can't have them, nobody can have them. That's the way it went down.
Unlike, you look at the NBA, who allows some arenas to have fans. It just doesn't really make sense. But this is great news. What were we talking about last week, Hooks, about the spring game? Remember, Dane Todd was in, and what were we talking about? We were saying how recruits aren't allowed.
May 1st. The dead period was extended to May 31st, so coaches aren't able to go and visit and watch games of recruits that they're looking at, and recruits are unable to bring themselves and families to campus right now.
On an official.
So they can get here on their own dime on an unofficial and do that, but it's still... You can't have, there's different interactions.
Right.
So we're currently still in the Zoom situation.
Now,
if they want to come on their own dime.
If they want to come up and pay on their own to come watch a spring game, they're able to do that.
They won't be able to be on the field like the Hoopla. That's a major event for Nebraska, by the way.
It's a huge recruiting tool.
That's one of our biggest ones, especially Middle America, to see the fact. There's been a lot of videos going out. If you watch on Twitter right now, you kind of feel like something's going on, that they know something with fans, because there's been one specific video that a lot of current players or recruits have been posting, and it's like a 15-second deal of Memorial Stadium with Coach Frost at a spring game, sold out.
I love watching that video, because that is unbelievable.
When do you guys got to post that in the group? I want to see it.
Okay. It's out there. We'll get it out there. We'll tweet at it from at ESPN Hooksy, at Wheeler on the Radio. Husker Army, I'm sure, will grab it. It's probably already on there.
Probably is.
One of the admins grabbed it.
I need to catch up. Those guys are moving too fast for me.
And I think this Moose makes a good point here, because you got to start thinking in this way. Again, safety first. I'm not saying it, but you've got to start getting some butts and seats at places. You got to look at the financial situation of some of these universities that haven't been allowed for fans. Nebraska, Ohio State, Michigan, different situations. There's other ones out there. I just mentioned those three. But you look at some of the other ones. Rutgers, the big report came out from Rutgers, right, Will? About how much money and season ticket holders weren't upping for season tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It could be the product, right?
They lost millions.
But they just hired Schiano, which you would have thought would have boosted it at some sort, just to have them. But there's some financial situations happening. And again, Nebraska's not it's not immune to it.
No, but
they have situations going on with different programs.
Or a large athletic department, though.
Yes.
And, we use that spring game now as revenue, because if it's full, even if you're not paying full ticket price, say a half or whatever, and they're selling concessions. That is still technically almost a full home game. Now, 30 years ago, it wasn't a big deal. You could bring a can of food in and get in free, and we maybe had 10,000 people show up.
Now it's limit to it's 10 and 20 bucks, limit to so many numbers.
Now this thing sells out in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a big chunk of revenue that they miss out by not having
it.
And
if I'm not mistaken, I believe, could be wrong, but I thought I read this or had heard this, that the Big Ten doesn't have oversight on spring games.
I will check into that. I could see that.
But I think it's up to the local situation. Within that then the universities would, and obviously working with local health officials, would have governing body over the spring game.
Because it's not a sanctioned contest. It's a practice.
It's a practice.
So the Big Ten can't
touch
it.
It's part of the spring practice.
So old Kevin Warren, might not be able to.
It's part of that.
Check your Twitter.
Here it is. This is your video. If you want to see it on Twitter, this is the video.
It's just amazing, and I know we've all seen it, and we've all.
That's one that has been circulating a lot.
It just doesn't look like a spring game. Looks like a regular season game. It's amazing.
Recruiting tool at its best, right there for those. And there's been people, you know, you comment on that. I mean, that's a big thing. You walk in and. As a recruit sitting on the sidelines, walking in, thinking that you're just going to go see a spring game.
And we get that many fans when we haven't had a
winning record. And Nebraska fans, by the way.
Yes, it is a spring game.
Don't get so, yeah, because they're in.
Because you see the green jersey. Yeah.
Wow. And we haven't had a winning record in, what, 4 years? Five? And we still do that?
We'll get her back there. We'll get her right back to where it started from.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, there's some optimism coming from your athletic director, Bill Moose. Lots of fans. Plenty of them.
Plethora of fans.
Moving into the offseason, are you guys still – what's your guys' thoughts on the wide receiver room?
Wait and see.
I am one that – I talked about this, and it's kind of my take on it. And I look at it from maybe more of the measurement side. If you notice, I think what they're doing is they're recruiting to a size that they're looking for to be in the offense. Go back and look at what they've done to the offensive line. Height-wise and wingspan-wise, what they've done. I mean, look at the guys they brought in, 6'7", 6'8"? I mean, a bunch of those guys.
With Cochran, Banks.
Now you're seeing in this class, last couple classes, we haven't had a receiver under, 6'1"?
Yeah, even the transfer you brought in, 6'3", 200 pounds.
My take on that is they're looking for the body type, because I think you'll see more of that. There'll be, I don't want to say tougher kids, but taller, bigger, and I'm not saying athletic, maybe better route runners that they've looked at.
Physically, can get them some 50-50 balls.
Yeah, 50-50 balls, bigger windows to throw in. Okay? Now the taller receiver sets up well with the taller athletic corner that they're going against, or safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of look at. Now, all this is going to be wait and see, but it's player development. What are we doing? What is Lubick and Frost doing development-wise to develop them into receivers?
Sure.
To pass catchers.
I mean, Jamie Nance, he's been on the team for 2 years now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would expect this guy to.
You can take that to receivers, running backs, development. That's, you know, partially on the kid. How hard are they working to learn and get the good reps? Then that's part of the coaching staff. What are we doing? What are we doing to set them up?
Right.
Because you've got your measurables, you've got kids the size you want, and you got kids with the stars that you wanted behind the names. They're here now.
I mean, look,
and that's the first step. So now that they're here, how do we get them onto that field in a productive role? And that is on the coaching staff. So that's why I'm still the wait and see. Because I know Frost has made some changes, some tweaks. You know, I'm not giving up hope yet. Let's get these guys develop some route running, mm-hmm. and start paying some dividends of having a longer, bigger receiving room than what we're used to.
Kind of get what I'm talking about a little bit when I'm looking at some of your offensive linemen. 6-6, 6-6, 6-6, 6-7.
Ben Hart, Banks,
Fritchie, that his name, 6-7 came in, 6-6. So you can get what I'm saying. Like,
that's some big ones.
There's some big ones there. Then I want to go and look at receiver. And I'm not looking at tape. I'm just looking at measurables, and I'm trying to, like.
Betts is 6-3. Manning, 6-4.
I mean, they're all coming in like that. I mean, look at your, I mean, your running back, your transfer, 6'2", 235. Scrolling down to the receiver room. Sorry, guys. 6'4", 6'2", 6'2". I mean, you can see they're kind of going that way. Okay? So that's where you're at. So, all right, there you go. We wrapped up the first hour. When we come back, what's trending at 10?